98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Have you seen All Together Now have announced what looks like, I think, the bulk of their lineup for this coming summer?
Oh, go on.
So it's back. It's the August bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
The 30th of July to the 2nd of August.
That's a brilliant weekend to do, because you don't need to take that extra day off work.
Exactly.
Let's face it, lads, I need a couple of days to recover after
absolutely.
A festival.
So Pulp, Disclosure and Underworld
brilliant.
Are the headliners. They've also announced the Mary Wallopers, Christy Moore and Marabou. Previously announced Kneecap. Annie Mack is going to play. Now, I think I saw on their thing that she's doing a DJ set on the Thursday evening.
Oh,
so I think
okay.
maybe for the early arrivers, maybe she's something else in the diary now for over the weekend. But
that's
as far as I know,
do at Electric Picnic, because it gets so busy that a lot of people come down on the Thursday. They put up the tent, they get settled, and then I suppose you're kind of staring at each other in a field going, what will we do now?
You get that first night giddiness.
Yeah.
So you can go see Annie Mack on the Thursday.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Now, I'm fairly sure that's what I read. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And Self-Esteem is playing as well.
Okay, brilliant.
I do believe there are
a good lineup.
I think there are still some tickets on sale.
Okay.
I think another kind of round of them are going on sale tomorrow.
Is it just me, or have Underworld play All Together Now every year?
Yeah, it feels like
that. Or was
it
Forbidden Fruit as well? I feel like I've seen Underworld so many times.
Yeah.
They always knock it out of the park.
They played Forbidden Fruit last year because I was lying on my sofa, I was dizzy and I wasn't able to walk, and I could hear them as clear as day lying on my sofa be like, well, I want to be at Kilmainham.
Stop right beside your gap.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little
Good morning to Siobhan in Leopardstown, who says, my little win is my husband finally built our new dining table.
Oh, brilliant.
Very good. And Katie in Irishtown says, my little win is I've got to the second stage of a job interview process and I've got a good feeling about it.
Okay, Katie, the very best of luck to you.
Best of luck, Katie.
And good morning to Amy in Kilcock.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brandon. I was speaking to you guys on Monday about my little win of getting engaged last weekend.
Yes.
We listened back to the clip and realised I didn't once mention my fiancé's name is Luke, and he was absolutely disgusted. So if you would mind giving him a shout out, I just want to say that my little Wednesday is that we're very much still in our little bubble.
Oh,
great. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you.
Amy, your gas. A huge congratulations to you and Luke.
And to Luke,
and
yes.
wishing you a long, happy life together, and enjoy all the wedding planning.
With Luke.
With Luke. With Luke. Here's Jean.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that I was sick on Monday night into Tuesday morning, and I started feeling better around lunchtime yesterday.
Good.
And then I ended up going to the cinema with my husband. It was great. We went to see a film called Shelter with John Statham in it. And guess what? We were the only two in the cinema. Whoa. We had the whole place to ourselves. We booked our seats and we got the best seats in the house. Have a great day, everybody.
Lovely midweek date night.
A private screening.
Yeah, exactly. Very VIP style. Here's Therese in Ballinteer.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Therese here in Ballinteer. My little win this morning is I put my hand into the pocket and I found 50 euro.
50?
What a lovely win at this hour of the morning.
50 euro?
50 quid, don't spend it all at once.
Gosh, I'd be thrilled if it was even a 1 euro coin.
I know,
Here's Valerie.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that I'm going to get my nails done tomorrow for my son's upcoming confirmation. And when I was looking for something yesterday evening in a drawer, I came across a voucher for my nail salon that I completely forgot that I had. So I don't have to pay for my nails tomorrow. Happy day.
Valerie, absolutely love that for
the
you.
The timing of that.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Excellent.
Gosh, the year of the horse has been very good to everyone so far. Engagement, cinema screenings, nails.
50 euro. Thanks very much.
And here's Margaret's little win.
Hi guys, good morning. My little win is last night I was having a cup of tea and I thought, oh, I know, I'll have a Cadbury's purple snack with my cup of tea.
Delicious.
Opened it up and guess what? It was all chocolate.
Oh.
Talk about a win-win. Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
Margaret, I'm thrilled that you were thrilled with that, but I'd want a bit of biscuit.
You'd want the biscuit. You're a massive fan of a purple snack.
They're just perfection.
Yeah, you love them.
I love
enjoy
them.
A yellow one.
Yeah, they're nice as well.
Yeah, the yellow's good.
Do you remember the pink ones?
R.I.P.
I know, they were great. They were like pink wafers with chocolate.
I think they were they too similar to a timeout? Is that why they were arrested?
I think so. Again, a timeout, another great
delicious.
Bar. Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins this morning. We're going to send you all out a 98FM water bottle. You can stay hydrated.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brandon's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got a funny story after Pancake Tuesday.
Yeah, I do. Starting this morning, though, with the Winter Olympics, it comes to a close this weekend. There'll be the closing ceremony on Sunday.
Gosh.
I wonder what's going to happen after Mariah opened it in a ski suit.
She was amazing.
It's been a fairly scandalous affair, quite literally. We had the biathlete who chose his winning moment to admit live on TV that he cheated on his girlfriend.
I actually saw a clip of it after you were talking about it.
He appealed for her forgiveness. Now, I'm not sure if she's responded or not. But he's gone on to win two more medals since.
Has he?
Yeah, obviously, you know, he's trying to really woo her back or something. Like, that's the fire up your bum you need, maybe, to go and win medals. And we learned last week, because I didn't know what a biathlete was, and I thought, God, has he cheated on her with a fella? But no, a biathlete is someone who... they ski around the slopes and they also shoot a rifle at the same time.
Yeah, they're like doing two things at once.
It's absolutely mad.
It was very James Bond.
Sure was doing two things at once. we've also had Crotchgate.
Yeah.
Where ski jumpers were padding out their jocks to make their bulges look bigger.
They were looking for bigger suits.
They wanted bigger suits so they could jump better.
Yeah.
And now there is another scandal on the slopes.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
An Austrian
ski
jumper. Oh my
God, jumper. Shoes.
An Austrian, we were only talking about it last week. That's
Kenny
why it was
shoes,
in my head.
That YouTube video is excellent. Sorry, what's going on?
Austrian ski jumper disqualified for wearing oversized shoes.
Really?
So officials measured Daniel Chokfeng's shoes and found they were 4 millimetres larger than rules allow.
Oh, Brendan,
that is less than half a centimetre.
Yeah, this is a bit...
Daniel says they were new shoes and he was naive and didn't measure them first.
Yeah, sure, we all have, like, I've 1 foot bigger than the other.
Yeah, I think we all do we?
Yeah.
Yeah. He says he was too stressed to be checking the millimetres, but he agrees that rules are rules. And he was actually expected to do really well because he won the World Cup last year. So fuming for his 4 millimetres.
No.
The lads now with the bulges now be thrilled with that.
I'd say so.
Up next, did you have any pancakes yesterday?
I did have some pancakes, yeah. I had some maple syrup. I did maple syrup.
Lovely.
Banana and chocolate chips.
Nice.
And not my usual. Normally I would be
all
doing
the
lemon
one,
and the sugar.
Or was that one by what you like? That was a combo.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, that worked well.
Well, in London, hundreds of people took part in a pancake race yesterday.
Yeah.
This was a Guildhall Square near the Ned Hotel in the middle of town.
It's such a nice hotel.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
The rules of the race state you need to run to the finish line holding a pan with a pancake in it.
Okay.
And you must continuously flip the pancake while you're running. Loads of people dressed
up. That sounds very biathlete-esque.
Very, very biathlete. Loads of people dressed up, and I don't think there was a set theme, right?
Uh-huh.
One person was a penguin, another dressed up as a giant strawberry, and one racer turned up as a pencil. I don't know why.
No.
The starting gun, in my opinion, a bit aggressive for a silly pancake race.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit much, wasn't it?
I see the pigeons were going mad.
Yeah. Someone fell over there. And the winners received trophies in the form of engraved frying pans.
I would want a stack of pancakes.
They did get to eat some pancakes at the end, not the ones that had fallen on the ground.
Good.
Finally, from pancakes to oranges, thousands of people have turned out in a town in northern Italy for its yearly Battle of the Oranges.
Oh.
This is pretty much like, you know, the giant tomato fight they have in Spain every year.
I was like, isn't there one with tomatoes? Yeah.
Very similar thing. Here's what it sounds like. So thousands of people fill the streets in an old medieval town near Turin. Always happens the days before Pancake Tuesday every year.
Yeah.
Thousands of locals divided into 9 teams. One team's on horseback, the rest are on foot.
Oh.
The rules are simple. Lob oranges at each other.
I think that would be a bit sore.
So do I.
It'd have to be a mandarin or a clementine.
Something
not
nice and soft
one.
And maybe half gone off. I've read it's done with, the quote is, considerable violence.
Oh.
It started donkeys years ago.
You'd have a bruise.
I think you would. Started donkeys years ago as a way to remember an old tale about the townspeople killing an evil duke.
Okay.
So the people on the horse are the duke, basically, and his team, and then everyone else is trying to get him.
Grim.
Wasn't always the festival of oranges. Originally, beans were thrown. I don't know if they were baked beans in tomato sauce. And then it was apples.
Maybe cannellini.
cannellini beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Apples?
Then it was apples. They will be really sore.
Very.
Festival of the Oranges. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. Good morning.
Great news for fans of Boys Live. Keith Duffy and Brian McFadden are bringing their show to a whole new level at 3 Olympia this April with a full live band. Keith and Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Well, wow. We're grand. We're not usually up at this hour of the morning unless we're still up from the night before.
Well, thanks very much for making the effort. You're celebrating nearly 10 years of Boys Life.
Yeah, well, actually, when we do the 3 Olympia show on the 3rd of April, which is Good Friday, so make sure you go to Leo Burdock's for your fish.
Great Friday.
It's actually nearly to the day, 10 years from our very, very first show.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How have the last 10 years been?
Look, we started off the show, it was only ever supposed to be like an autobiographical show where we both kind of talked about our individual experiences from coming from school into a boy band and then just travelling the world and having a great time. And that's how we started. We just done that show for about 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
And it organically kind of grew into a concert. Mm. And then we got into the studio and we've written all our own stuff now. And we just don't get to come home that often. So it's great to come home with the live show. Our mammies are delighted.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we put my mammy in the royal box in the Olympia on the right and Brian's mammy in the box on the left. And they just throw things at each other and we sing on stage. It's great fun.
And guys, what can fans expect from your gig in April?
Well, trip down memory lane, I think. You know, I think that's the one thing that we notice when we do our shows now is we'll be singing songs and you can see people kind of remembering what they were doing when they were 15 or whatever when the songs come out. And we have it as well. Like, we'll be singing some of the old songs. Like, when Love Me For A Reason, when we sing that, like, I always remember, you know, I was in school and I remember Boyzone being on Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
And just thinking it was unbelievable that an Irish band was on Top of the Pops. So every time we sing that, it kind of brings me back to being 15 again. And I think that's what you see at our shows. Everyone seems to have a good time and, you know, they go back to a time in their life when they didn't have mortgages and they didn't have bills and they didn't have worries. They just had a good time.
Simpler times.
It seems like when we do our gigs, it's a little kind of a release for everyone.
Yeah, it's a release.
Did you just give much consideration to calling yourselves West Zone?
We were trying to do that at the time.
Were you?
Yeah, but then we found out there was a car park at Dublin Airport that already had that name.
Oh, no good.
I love Boys Life. Your single Lovebirds is a massive hit. Brendan is obsessed with it. I hadn't heard it.
Tune of the year last year. I think only CMAT pipped you to my most listened to on Spotify. It's a banger. What's the secret to writing like a song, like a pop banger?
Well, that's the fourth song from the new album. Mm. And we kind of had to find the sound of Boys Life. You know, we respected the music of Westlife and Boyzone. And our show is predominantly the big hits from both bands. But we, you know, we wanted to be creative and find our own sound. And we think we've managed to do that with this new album. And Lovebirds especially, it's very radio friendly.
Yeah.
But we just sit down, we have an idea. Once you find the sound, and we tried to kind of keep to the sound. The last song we did was called Dancing with the Echoes, which was a very important song to us because I wrote it about my late dad, and Brian unfortunately lost a very good friend of his too young. His name was Chad. So we dedicated the song to Chad and Dad. And the lyrics mean an awful lot to us. You know, in the days of Boyzone and Westlife, we didn't write the songs. They were pop songs. They were songs for the teeny boppy market, if you like. But now when we're singing the songs that we've written ourselves, it means an awful lot more to us. You know, we're a lot more emotionally attached to these songs. Mm. You know,
the key to writing songs, especially you think about Lovebirds, and I've said this for a long time, you've listened to all the songs we've done and even my solo stuff, the key to writing a great pop song is make it like a nursery rhyme. I've got a 4-year-old daughter and I try and write a chorus that she can sing.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the da na 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 na, it has that kind of a nursery rhyme feel.
And I thought you were doing that for me. The only way to get Keith to remember the lyrics is to do it like a nursery rhyme.
I didn't want
to
let everyone else know that. Yeah. You know?
I've just let myself down there, haven't I?
Guys, you've toured all across Ireland and the UK for the past 10 years in a lot of hotel venues as well. What makes a good hotel for you both?
If it's free.
Yeah. No, the hotel gigs were back 10 years ago.
It was
when we started off doing the autobiographical show, and it wasn't that we were a band called Boys Life. Boys Life was the name of the show. It was called Boys Life Stories, Laughter and Music.
Yeah.
And we did a whole tour of the Hilton Hotel Group across the world with that show. But since it's kind of grown into more of a concert, we're doing all the city halls, the theatre halls. Venues like the Olympia and the Gaiety here in Dublin, they're the type of venues that we're doing all across the UK. So it's really nice. It's up close and personal. I think our audience are a little bit older. older now, so they enjoy the comfortable velvet seats and the glass of Prosecco, you know.
Velvet?
That's someone about velvet.
Have you been to the Olympia recently? Yeah.
They were velvet when they were fitted 400 years ago.
Timu velvet, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. They're like an aged leather now.
It's weird though when you think about that. Imagine how many bums have sat in those seats over the last 50 years.
Yeah, didn't think about it until just this moment. Yeah, thanks for that, Brian.
Not a nice top, Brian, but thanks for that.
Talked about doing a bit of a fly on the wall kind of documentary following you around the place,
like the Boys On One last
The Boys On One, the Take That One was out recently.
Yeah,
could we see a Boys On One?
We're still in our infancy. There's not much real
I'm sure there's loads to tell.
No, nothing that we want to go out.
No. If there was a fly in the wall chasing us around the place, we'd probably get ourselves in trouble.
No good.
Maybe some point in the future.
Yeah, maybe. When we're dead.
we'll give Jeff all the footage and he can put out after we're gone where he can't get in trouble.
Brian and Keith, stay here. We're going to continue our chat all about boys' life next on 98FM.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Wednesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Brian and Keith from Boys' Life are still here.
Keith, do you remember Brendan?
My dad?
Do I remember Brendan?
Me.
No, this Brendan.
That sounds very ominous now.
Doesn't it?
Do you remember Brendan?
I can't say I do.
No. Yeah. Okay, so Brendan used to read the news on your show on 98FM. And you may know what's coming next, but
I know exactly what's coming next.
Stick on your headphones
This is in excess, is it?
Of course it is.
Yeah, okay. Well done, Brendan.
Brian, I don't know if you've ever heard this. Listen to this.
So if you want to play, simply text in your name, where you are, to 53981 and do your suburb proud. Now, next up, we have In Excess. Mine's Tiffy.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm going to make you feel really bad now, okay? Because I am dyslexic and I had to read that off a screen. Of course I know Mystify Me. Of course I do. But I was rushing to get it in on time. And listen, do you know what?
Keith, that's absolutely fine. I once forward sold an ad for Danone. I was like, we're going to play Danone now.
It's happened to us all.
Keith's fault. He's anorexic, right?
No, but you know what? You remember Pat Sharp from the late 80s, early 90s, and he's a huge show in the UK, and he actually thankfully Pat thought that was genius and I did it on purpose, so I just went with that because Pat Sharp made it kind of viral all over the UK. So I just went with the fact that I did it for a bit of fun, you know.
Those weekends were great. I don't know if you remember this. I remember because I was in my early 20s and I was like, this is mad, this doesn't happen at 98FM. You were on once, it was Saturdays, I think it was.
Is this the tunnel joke?
There's nothing that happened on air necessarily. You wanted to get a guest on your show. I think it was Stephen Gerrard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be in Dublin, but he wasn't. And there was a panic, and you phoned, if my memory serves me, you phoned Chris de Burgh and went, give me your helicopter. Flew it to the other side of the country, picked up Stephen Gerrard, and he was in the studio before the end of your show.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wild times.
And now we're getting Ubers to the gigs.
Ubers, we're lucky. You're in the wheelbarrow later on, then.
Brian, you took part in the Strictly Christmas special. Are there any other reality shows that you'd like to do?
No.
Fair.
I'd done the jump and I really enjoyed that, you know, on the mountain and the snow, and I did Dancing on Ice. I've never kind of wanted to do Strictly, and the reason I did it this year is my daughter Ruby is obsessed with the show. Aww. Absolutely loves it. She comes home from school and she watches the Saturday show every day when she comes home. And then they just randomly asked me to do the Christmas special. Yeah. I was like, you know what? She'd love that. And she did. We had a great time doing it. I don't think I could commit to doing the full series.
Yeah.
Even when I was doing that, I did 2 weeks of rehearsals and we were going to Denmark and we were all over the place and it was just too much. So I couldn't imagine doing 3-4 months still trying to do this as well. But it was absolutely brilliant and I loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Keith, have you seen Beverly Callard has joined Fair City?
I have, I've seen it on social media. I've seen her in and around. I believe she's in and around Dublin now, loving her life here.
Are we right in saying then the two of you are probably the only two actors that have done both?
Fair City and Coronation Street. Yeah, I don't know of anybody else that's done both. No.
She's doing Fair City.
Yeah, she's in Fair City now. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I worked with Beverly for years. Yeah.
Any advice for her?
No, I mean, she's a seasoned actor. She knows exactly what she's doing, you know. Mm. She knows it inside out and backwards. And in fact, you know, I'm sure she's getting on great with the longer serving staff in Fair City.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have enough of that in common.
We just saw George McMahon.
We just bumped into George Mondo. You know, and George is a great friend of mine. My son is actually godfather to his son, but he has a shaved head at the moment because he's just at first City gave him time off to go off and shoot a movie, and in the movie it's quite a harsh movie, and in the movie he has to shave his head, and we bumped into him today, and obviously he just finished the movie last week. He just wrapped on Monday, I think. And I said to him, and he's back in Fair City now. So I said, how's your storyline in Fair City going to work out with the shaved head? He goes, it's all right. I'm out in remand for murder.
Only Fair City. Only in Fair City.
Keith, we're all very excited about the return of Boyzone in London. Why no Dublin dates?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I'm very, very proud Irishman. And I would love to think that we could finish the whole 33 and a third years later, finish the run in Dublin. But the honest answer behind it is we have to wait for the promoter to offer us whatever dates are available in whatever venue. We never did the documentary to come back and do another show. And it was just the success of the documentary kind of made it a topic to be spoken about. And we wanted to come back and do a stadium. Just bring all the friends that we met in the 90s, you know, bring all the bands that we'd worked with back out on stage and have a big kind of like an after show party style concert. And like I said, the honest answer is we didn't get offered any venues in Ireland.
And Ronan was having none of it. He was like, I'm kidding.
But no, the promoter that approached us offered us Emirates Stadium in London. Okay. And obviously, you know, we all have an ego, and the idea of playing the stadium for our last show was amazing. 100% we'd much rather play Croke Park. We all grew up 6 miles down the road from Croke Park. We're all north side Dubs.
I think it'll happen. I think when they do the two nights at the Emirates, they're going to be so buzzed about doing it that they're going to go, come on, we'll do one last. I guarantee you.
Listen, I'm sold. If the offer was there, I'm sold. But look, it is happening in London. At the moment, we're only doing one night, but it sold out very quickly. So we've got the Friday night on sale now as well in London. And look, do you know what? It's a weekend away for Boyzone fans. If you want to come and see Boyzone, jump on the flight to Heathrow and come over.
Don't bother. Just come down to Olympia on April 3rd. You'll hear all the songs there. Anyway.
April 3rd, Friday, the three Olympia.
Good Friday. Don't forget,
the
get your fish and Leo Burdocks.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.